Yes, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. With me, your host, V. That's right, principal host. Right here on RBN. Brought to you by TLBTalk.com. And I do believe we're going to have a bit of a spectacular show here for you tonight. Today, tonight, wherever you are, we are going to have Grim Reaper from the Grim Reaper Show on. And, you guys heard him a couple weeks ago. That was actually one of my lost episodes. it was never brought to RBN because it was recorded on a weekend. That was the only time I could get to the guy. So it literally sat on my computer for like months. So I had to get that out there to you before having him actually live on the show. So you guys could be, a little familiar with him. And, I would actually, love for you guys to be listening in. We might take some calls in the second hour. Okay, don't be mad at me. We can most definitely... I think I'll let that up to the Grim Reaper himself. I don't think he actually has many opportunities to talk to actual callers as he does a podcast. So, yeah, without further ado, I'm going to try to get him in on this show here. Yes. So, yes, we got him. Mr. Grim Reaper, how are you? You're muted, my friend. There you go.
Yeah, I'm muted. I'm no longer. How are you doing?
I'm all right. You're over here on the same side of the big pond here with me. You're up very early this morning. I know you're an hour ahead of me, at least.
Yes. Yeah.
Over there in the UK.
Yeah, it's stupid o'clock, 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
In the morning here.
Yes, that's right. So that makes sense. 5 a.m. here for me. Well, we are on at 10 o'clock p.m. in the States, Central Time. So we got everybody in Texas listening to us, and of course, other people around the world.
Excellent. Thanks for asking me back. It's a while since we've had a chat.
Yes, I actually had to play your show a little while back, make sure people got to know you, at least hear from you once. But now you have the opportunity to be live on the air instead of just them hearing a recording. So I think it's a great opportunity.
Yeah, I must remember not to swear.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Well, I don't know. I don't know if bollocks means anything in the States. I don't think our FCC recognizes that word. But I know you guys' favorite word is the C word. Definitely can't say that one.
All right, okay, fair enough. Not allowed to say COVID. Okay.
Oh. Yeah, that's almost as bad. Yeah. All right. Well, tell me, what's going on in your part of the world, my friend? What's going on with yourself? I know you got an axe to grind.
I never have an axe to grind. Things are moving on. I'm we're doing fairly well on in YouTube. We're still doing our Friday Night Lives. No drama. It's all about having a reasonable conversation. I say reasonable because you're always hit by terms of service. So long as it fits the narrative, we can say what we want within reason. We're looking to move to our own platform, so we can have total free speech. And I want to be able to do more lives on there as a streaming service. Can't even play music on YouTube without getting copyright claims.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. Well, you're in luck, my friend. You know I have a platform, TLBTalk.com.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Total free speech. You should bring the whole gang over. We will be having a streaming service here very soon.
Oh, well, that's even better because I can utilize different areas and bring people over from basically all over and get them used to the idea of the different platforms. So that they can hopefully launch their own, do what they want to do. You know, I'm not a leader. I don't expect people to follow me. I have an idea, and if people like that idea, they can, be part and parcel of it. You know, I prefer the idea of total freedom of speech. And I looking at different areas for different people have got different narratives, and this is where my problem is. No one seems to be concentrating on what we should be doing, which is bringing people to account. You know, we elect people, we put them into power, but they're not accountable once they get into power, or they don't think they are. And eventually you end up with the situation that we have in the UK where the Prime Minister steps down as the leader of their party and causes a new leader to come in and be in charge of the country without being voted in. There's no mandate from the people. They don't have a say in it at all. I have my own viewpoint on that. I don't think it's right. But there again, whoever you vote for, the government still gets in. So, you know, we should have the right to either agree to have this person, whoever it is, in power, or have somebody else in power. But at the end of the day, as long as you recognise that the voting system isn't ideal, you know, then fair enough, but there's a big deal going on about this so-called election for the next leader of the Conservative Party in the UK, who will then become automatically the Prime Minister and dictate to us what it is we can and cannot do.
Oh, well, see, you just from what you said, I have two or three subjects and questions I want to ask you. Well, first off, with this whole, I've been bombarded on my YouTube in the news section, bombarded with nothing but videos about Liz Truss. I've never clicked on any of those videos, so I assume you know who she is. What's going on with her?
You could assume. She's another puppet. There's two puppets up for election. Truss is supposed to be the lesser of the two evils. She's come from nowhere. She's a backbencher, or has spent most of her time on the, you know, out as on the government side, but with no real authority. And she seems to think that she's capable of leading the Conservatives and ultimately the country into an even greater pit than it's already in. You know, our inflation rate is at an all-time high for something like the last 40 years. And I think the answer that they keep coming up with is print more money or borrow more. You know, and then you've got, we're short of money, but we can throw away loads of arms and pass them over to another country for them in their little fight, and donate money as well. Yet we're broke as a country. We're not far off a total collapse in the economy again.
Now, what do you think is responsible for that? Because I know in the U.S. we have a record high of inflation as well. And, you know, we got Brandon over there, old Biden, screwing everything up as much as humanly possible. So do you think what he's doing is affecting what's going on in the U.K. as well? Is this a part of the big reset plan or something?
Well, first of all, let's go back a couple of years. When all this nonsense first started across the globe, that was all the beginning to push as the narrative as much as possible. Let's try and control as many people as possible, the populace, through confining them to their own homes, an effective way of introducing potential martial law and making changes without authority, shall we say. They give themselves the authority. So yes, there it is, all part and parcel of it. I mean, there's a lot of talk at the moment regarding a social credit score and governments abolishing cash as such and going into digital currency. Because the thing that they can't control is digital currency, so they have to invent their own. So, at the moment, the biggest fear, now, how true, whether there's any truth behind it, I can't say for definite, but everything's hinting towards it, the way governments are doing things. Yes, do I think that there's a possibility we could end up with a social scoring system? Yes, we've already got that in some ways in the UK, in Great Britain, because those who are on benefits, they're unemployed, they're the ones that are always being attacked. They're the ones where the governments go, oh, we're going to give you some money, but those who are working aren't going to get it. So that automatically causes another divide as a result, because people are being treated differently. There is work available, just not enough. And as soon as you start speaking out and you start questioning, then you end up putting your neck on the line, so to speak, because you're being watched constantly. I mean, you'll understand where I'm coming from with that, because of your history with government, shall we say. If I use YouTube as a way of getting the word out there in any way, shape or form, then I've got to be careful that I don't overstep the mark, which I think is unfair, because the terms of service say, basically, if you don't agree with us as a corporation, we're going to shut you down. The corporation isn't controlled by government. The corporation is controlled by people who run that corporation. So, yes, I do think we're being dictated to. I do think we're having our rights restricted a lot. You see that everywhere. It doesn't matter whether it's in the UK, whether it's over in the pond, or whether it's in India, China, Taiwan, wherever. You see it all the time. And we've got people, I mean, there was an incident not so long ago in Taiwan where was it the deputy president went over there to talk with people in Taiwan, and it's built up a feud between China and Taiwan and put them into a very awkward situation. And I think that's potentially dangerous for not just the economy, but also for society as we know it, because we're going to be pulled into more and more skirmishes, and eventually we're going to end up in a situation where we're going to be going to war over something which has been pre-orchestrated over a period of time. And all it takes then would be everybody has to stay in their homes, everybody then has to have papers issued. It's a bit like having the vaccination passports, etc. So, yeah, I don't think the future's bright. I think we've got a very long, hard fight ahead of us, but we do need to keep reporting on the real things that matter to people, not what the propaganda machine says that she's coming out from the governments.
Well, okay, so see, and Mike, we can skip this first commercial break. See, the thing is, what I see, and it's, we're copying what China's doing. This is, China is the wet dream of all the other politicians around the world, okay? The Chinese Communist Party, and that the total control that they have, that is the wet dream. Our politicians are doing everything lock and step that they're doing. You know, minimalizing religious groups, or making them out to be extremist, or mm-hmm. you know, dumb people, whatever. Just any kind of shame they can put on the religious people. Anybody who has any kind of health movement, you know, sort of like the Falun Gong. You know, we have our natural medicine people, and you know, a lot of these people are having their children taken, you know, because they're a danger with the false information, the disinformation, wrong medical information. Oh, this information doesn't match what the WHO says, you know.
Yes.
And you know, and it's looking more and more like China, okay? Because if you get to the point where everything that the establishment says is the truth and is law, even though you know that they're lying, oh, well, you know what? Censorship is going to be completely obsolete, or just a change entirely because of that social score. And yeah, I mean, in the United States, we already have something like that, which is a credit score. But that's you know, that's a monetary thing, which does affect you socially, of course, making, you know, dividing up people into, you know, classes. You know, you have the lower class, middle class, and the upper class. So that credit score is something that's already done that to us, and we've accepted it because, you know, capitalism. But the thing is, we are going to lose any kind of freedom now. I mean, they're in the UK, and I try to tell everybody in the US, look at Australia as an example. Look at the UK as an example. They've had their guns taken away. Okay? Their gun rights. Now, the boot is on your necks. I've seen this guy in the UK news, this guy who posted something on Facebook. I think something about a dead rabbit or something. It was a meme. It was a meme. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly what it was. The guy got arrested. The cops. Yep. You have less than 5% of your burglary cases solved in the UK. But the police have time to go and harass and arrest someone for posting a meme on Facebook.
Yes, and not they're watching everything and anything on social media, anything which they can that doesn't fit their narrative. They're either shutting down by putting pressure on the corporation. Oh, hang on a second, they work for the corporation, but they're telling the corporations, you have to govern your own airwaves. And if people don't agree with the narrative or don't agree with what you're doing, what your terms of service are, you shut them down. That, to me, is the biggest problem, is that they're taking away everybody's right of free speech and basically censoring people constantly, which is my biggest fear, is that as a creator of content, if I say something, I always say, go and check your facts. I don't say that it's gospel, because I don't know. I'm not a scientist. But there again, you can have four different scientists giving eight different views on what a problem is. So even the scientists can't agree with themselves as to what the problems are. And as soon as any well-known scientist comes out with a very plausible reason why things are happening, they get shut down. Well, yesterday, I was going to say yesterday, the UK or Britain agreed that the next shots that are going to be given out for inoculations against is going to control two different variants. And they are the first country to have a double jab, which is going to control these two variants. Yet they're turning around and saying that there are more variants on the way. Now, to me, what they're doing there is they're saying, look, we're wonderful, we're protecting you. They're using the word safety, and they're going to be coercing everybody in Great Britain who's over 50 to take this fourth inoculation. Yet when you go and take these inoculations, you sign your life away and your rights away, because they get you to sign what the Americans call a waiver. So they're immune from prosecution if things go wrong.
Exactly. Yes.
I fear for people, because they will follow like sheep.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, whenever you get pulled over by a police officer and he writes you a ticket and he says you have to sign it. No, I don't have to sign it. Well, if you don't sign it, I'm taking you to jail. They actually started taking people to jail because some people started signing the tickets and saying under duress.
Yes.
Which qualifies the signature. So they started taking people to jail anyways if they do stuff like that. I watch these sovereign citizens all the time. I hate saying that terminology, but that's what they use. You got to get me started on this rant. Well, let me reel it back. Let's stay on the subject of freedom of speech here. And there was this guy, Count Dankula. It took me a while to realize, and I was actually subscribed to his YouTube channel, because the guy does a great breakdown of, like, people in history whom he called mad lads. You know, people who tried to do incredible things in history that we don't, you know, read about in our textbooks. And then I see in the news that, the guy with the dog, the pug, got his friend's pug to raise his paw every time he says, Heil Hitler. Remember that guy? Dutch guy. He, they basically They tried to jump up the charges on him. You know, basically, they took away his right of freedom of speech, saying that he was inciting violence by doing that. Because this video was leaked, it got out, and it was like famous on the internet. So they went and got this guy. They arrested him, and they let him out. But his sentencing. During his sentencing, they couldn't get him on much, but I can't remember exactly. It was misusage of the internet, something like that was his charge. But anyways, during his sentencing, he spoke out and he said, "I'm not going to do any community service, and I'm not going to pay any of your fines." The courtroom, after being charged with the 800-pound fine, and he left the courtroom, of course, saying that he's not going to pay it, and there was just a huge crowd of people outside just applauding this man because he fought the system. He didn't win, but he fought, and he fought for his freedom of speech and everybody. So, long story short, he's looking for the day that they're going to arrest him, because he's getting notifications in the mail left and right. You know, there's going to get a warrant. If you don't pay this fine, it's going to get a warrant. And he never heard from him again. He went to go turn himself in because he was about to get married, and he didn't want to get arrested after he got married. He couldn't turn himself in because he found out that these people had already stolen, legally stolen, the 800 pounds out of his bank account. So, case closed.
Yes. Yeah, because the I'm not sure how it works elsewhere, but certainly in the UK, if you are convicted in a court of law and you're issued a fine, if you are working, or even if you're not working, if you have a bank account, then they can raise a court order, which the banks have to follow, and the money is deducted so much per month or whatever they want. They can even go for the whole lot in one go, but it's unusual.
Well, I understand that, but they're supposed to give him notification that this will be taken out of your bank account. That's why I said they stole it. It was illegal,
yes,
because they gave him notification that they were going to do that. But they did it anyways.
Yes, but their legal framework is designed to work for them and not for anybody else. So what's the guy to do? Take them to court on a private prosecution? That's going to cost a fortune, and they know it, so it's not going to happen. It's going to cost more than the £800. And sometimes standing on principle costs more than money. It can cost your life
at the end of the day.
Too many people who have been silenced, literally, once they've been convicted, once they've been put inside, because they have total control at that point. And they could fall down some stairs.
Hold on. Let's leave it right there for the moment. We have to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back on the other side. Stay tuned, everybody.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You can't kill me, I'm dead already. Your set is petty, my metal heavy. GOD to Serengeti.
GOD
to Serengeti. GOD to Serengeti. Crazy Eddie machete, I keep him in the Chevy. My metal heavy, GOD to Serengeti.
GOD to Serengeti.
GOD to Serengeti. GOD to Serengeti. You can't kill me, I'm dead already. Your set is petty, my metal heavy. GOD to Serengeti.
GOD to Serengeti.
GOD to Serengeti.
Yo, MC, what up?
GOD to Serengeti.
Yeah.
Crazy Eddie machete, I keep him in the Chevy.
Coming back at you, GOD to Serengeti. That's right. V over here gripping the microphone for you patriots out there. Yes, we have Grim Reaper here from Grim Reaper Radio Show. Do we put a .com on that? Is that where we get you?
GrimReaperRadioShow.com.
That's right. All right. Yeah. I hate interrupting people when they're on the flow, and you're you get me so rowdy. It's so worked up here. You're right on the money with things you're saying. And just to fill in everybody else, I feel as though I missed a few details. The guy was after. The money was stolen from him. He said he believed that he got no notifications for them taking the money out of his account because they know he would have taken the money out and closed his accounts, and therefore would have forced him to be rearrested, in which it would have been a whole big media circus. Because the thing is, they wanted to make a media circus out of it, I guess the Scottish government or UK government. I don't know if there's a distinguishing.
It depends on what they were originally charged under, because there's a Scottish law and there's a UK law. Uh-huh. The chances are they'll have got found some trumped up way of doing things so that they can A, find the guy guilty, regardless, and B, put something in place to prove that they control him, not the other way around. And it means that they're able to attack him on different levels. The fact that they've stolen the money by failing to notify him in advance that they were taking the money out just shows the sort of things that our wonderful governments will get up to behind the scenes to try and squash people and to stop them from saying what they want to say. I don't want to change the subject, but if you, I don't know whether you've noticed, you probably have, anybody who gave us an alternative to what the World Health Organization said, what the government said, was banned from that platform or the content removed under the basis of medical misinformation.
Medical misinformation.
Now, that term never existed before. It's a new term which has been brought about by the government's propaganda machine to combat people from giving an alternative viewpoint. I'm not going to say whether the alternative viewpoint is correct or not, but people are not able to get all of the information which is available to them. So that people are being coerced into doing things because they feel they have no choice, and they become like sheep. And they just follow because it's easier to follow than it is to question. Where there's people like you and me who will question, and we have to do it in such a way that we are on a freedom of speech platform to allow us to do it. The difference between your radio and my radio is I'm not sponsored by anybody, so, and I'm not restricted in the same way of licenses. I suppose in a way you could say that my show is or the radio station is a pirate radio station in its original format, going back to the late 60s, early 70s, where you had pirate radio stations. I'll give an alternative. I'll host the show similar to the way you're doing, but it might just be myself or it might be just one other person, and we will discuss whatever we want to discuss and say whatever we want to say, and it will remain there. Whether the powers that be like it or they don't like it, I don't care, so long as there is always an alternative to what the mainstream propaganda is putting out and the mainstream media is putting out, endorsing things blindly. And that's the problem I've got. It's just an endorsement to get people to do what they want. It's quite a clever machine. Up your head.
Well, hold on. Let me say, I do know what you're talking about, especially with the medical misinformation. I did a documentary on transhumanism, and some people had contacted me and said they were restreaming and streaming my documentaries, and they were immediately shut down by YouTube for medical misinformation. Even though I got all the medical clips from universities, I got them from doctors, I got them from mainstream media. Because if people let things out anyways, you just have to know how to connect them. And even though my sources were official, painting the narrative of what's really going on, the streams were stopped for medical misinformation. So it just because I found a way to tie the truth in to what information was available, they were not happy about that. So, freedom of speech, I mean, that's why we have TLBTalk.com, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, sponsored. GLBTalk.com. But it's a self-sponsoring because we're all tied in together. RBN, freedom of speech, you're going to say anything that you want to say here as well. RBN, we have TLB Talk, we have that. We have the newspaper. We're all about the freedom of speech. So that's why you and I think, I need to get you sponsored. We need to get you an affiliate link with TLBTalk.com. We'll have to talk about that.
Well, I'm part and parcel of TBLTalk.com. I have my own account.
Okay.
I'm waiting for, when you have the streaming service available. Yes. When that comes available, then I'm going to be using that as well as my own service that I'm involved in. Because at the end of the day, the more we talk about it openly, about any subject, right, the better the more people get to hear. And it's not about people who are in total agreement. You can have, as I say, a proper discussion. The problem that I find with mainstream media outlets, such as YouTube, is they're okay providing you follow what they say is all right to do. And then what you get is you get people falling out with each other. And all of a sudden, it's all about that little argument that develops into something else. It develops into everything but what people should be uniting for and talking about. So it's all part and parcel, I think, of the corporation's method of distraction. Because everything and anything they say, I now take with a pinch of salt. I do my own research.
Your own research.
I don't take anybody's. I don't take anyone particular stance on things. People say that I sit on the fence a lot. Well, if I don't understand something, I can't make a decision.
Right. Well, and there's also, people, and it's almost like people take it for a joke. It's like, I don't care if the government's listening to everything I'm saying. I don't care. I don't say anything wrong. I'm not doing anything. But that all depends on the who's in charge, what regime. But the government's going to change their mind about something at any point in time. We've seen evidence of it. How many times has and there's a lot of memes going around about this one too. Logged into Facebook today and seen a notification of a post taken down from 4 years ago. And it's like, but that's a real thing, though. Facebook is doing their purge, has been, for anybody who is saying anything against the narrative, anybody who's spoken the truth, and they will go through a person's timeline, find something incriminating. If Facebook is doing that, somewhere covertly, the government's doing that. Listen, I'm a targeted individual. I already know the government's been watching the hell out of me, and I've been showing my ass more and more every day since I've known them. What are they going to do? I'll probably be the first one that they come and get when it's time for their FBI Gestapo to come through. But we're not going to have any options. We're not going to have any way to fight back if we give up our guns. If we have a social credit score,
we can't allow under any circumstances to have a situation where the government issues you with money and tells you where and where you can't spend it, for starters. I mean, I don't necessarily agree with the current system that we've got, but it's the only system that we've got at the moment. There isn't a realistic alternative. Yeah, you can go to Bitcoin or crypto or whatever, you with me, but that's taking a bashing at the moment because there's too many different types. And The only reason why governments are looking at a social credit score is it's another way that they can control you as an individual, because as soon as you start speaking out, they've got you.
They put
you thirdly down the credit score. Don't listen to them.
No more benefits. Oh, you're talking against us? Oh, you don't get to do this. You don't get to do that. Oh, you're qualified for this service.
And to rebuild your social credit score, you've got to agree with them. Now, I can't
agree to that. You got to get on your knees and give somebody some you know what.
you've got to go on your knees and you've got to wait for the man, for the corporation to bend over, and you kiss it as much as possible so you can try and move up the social ladder again. But as soon as you say something, you're back down. And I don't agree with that. I'm never going to agree with that. And I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing, and I'm going to look at different ways of doing it so that I can get the word out. If I can get one person who listens, not just to me, but to others as well, and then makes their decision based on information that they have got and looked at it from both sides, and if they come on the side of truth, then it's all worth it. Just one person. Because that one person will convince somebody else, and somebody else, and somebody else, and somebody else, they'll put the truth out.
It's keeping the mission alive.
What's going to happen to the next generation? I mean, I'm about to become a grandfather. Who's going to look after my granddaughter's life when she's in her 20s or 30s? You know, if we don't start tackling it now, it's going to be too late, because we're not going to have the freedom to do what we do now later on without being arrested, because we will be scrutinized even more than we are now. Speech will be free, will be scrutinized. Over in the States, you have you've got the Constitution, right? I'm a firm believer in the First Amendment, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, right? Totally in favor of that. I just wish we had something like that in Great Britain, where we have the right to say what we want. You know, I've said it on the last conversation we had. There's only one place in Great Britain where you have true freedom of speech, and that's on Speaker's Corner at Hyde Park on a Sunday morning. Anywhere else, forget it. You can be shut
down.
A
free speech zone.
Yes, only for a couple of hours, right? And it's been there since long before I was born, let's say. I mean,
has anybody ever been sniped there?
When we had restrictions put in place, right?
Yeah.
The law, the police, and their ultimate wisdom did two things. Firstly, because people were gathering in front of the speakers, they argued that they were causing people to stop, therefore they were inciting people to breach regulations. Even though they have a legal right to say what they want to say. And it was pointed out to them, we can't control whether the people move on or stand there, it's up to them what they do. Maybe you should be talking to them, not to me. And the other one was, we are supposed to have what's known as freedom of expression as a right until the police don't agree with what you're doing. So there was a young woman who was wearing a T-shirt which had the F word slightly changed, and underneath it had Boris. The police insisted that that young girl took the T-shirt off until it was pointed out to them, well, A, I don't have another one, and B, I don't wear a bra. So, what did he do? They arrested her. On the grounds that it was obscene and someone might take offense.
Well, okay, so we have, and I like, I'm just really, actually I should say, it takes me aback with what they want to make a media fiasco and what they don't. Because I've got to come back to the Count Dankula story. So he actually, they closed down his bank accounts and let everything be over because they knew, they tried making him a big social pariah and this big, you know, hey, this is why we shouldn't have free speech. And they blasted all over media. The guy got harassed by journalists left and right. Days and days on end, but when it came down to it, they couldn't really convict him of anything major. They cut him off from that exposure, essentially. Because the thing is, he tried to appeal the case. They denied his appeal. He went up the ladder in every court, and he was denied. He even went to the EU courts, and they said, you know, well, you had a certain time period to do this, and you had to go through your entire court system before coming to us. So it's a catch-22. And so they cut him off from all media exposure, basically. They wanted to sensationalize him, found out that it backfired against them, then cut him off. That is how ridiculous the governments are with this stuff. And I want to go back to something else you said. So you're going to be a grandfather here very soon, and you're worried about, you know, the world that your grandchildren is going to be living in, you know, who's going to look after them and that sort of thing. I know in America, something that's going on right now is that if a child feels as though they want to change their sex, if you as a parent tell them no and stop them from taking puberty blockers, the government will take your children from you.
I have heard that. And there's also, well, at the moment we have, there's an argument going on within our education system. You would call it kindergarten, we would call it primary school, okay, infants. And we have people go, schools taking small classes of 20 kids to a local library where they have story time. Now, story time was a great thing at one time because it was all about little fairies, etc., and made-up stories, and Hans Christian Andersen, and all that lot, read to the children by real people. Now you've got people dressed up as cross-gender types, right, transgender, pushing the narrative and saying, hey, it's okay, even at your age, you can determine your own sexuality. The kids aged under 8, how can they make a decision about their own gender when they know nothing about gender? It's forcing something onto young kids, and it's wrong.
So freedom, that's a freedom of expression, okay? That's a form of a right that's being afforded to children, yet adults don't have the right to speak against it.
Yeah. Now, work that one out.
Yeah, where's the math on that?
It's nonsensical. I don't get it. Parents are up in arms, and that when they they are referred to the school, and the school refer them to the education authorities, and the education authorities refer them back to the school on the basis that, well, it's the school that makes the decision what they do. Now, hang on. That doesn't make sense. And it's not just happening here. It's happening all over, you know, and it's happening over in the States. How can a child determine their own sexuality when they're children?
How can...
To me, it just doesn't make sense. I don't get it. I'm not against... people, you know, transgender or anything like that. I have no issues whatsoever. Somebody who's over the age of consent, they can do whatever they like, so long as it's legal and or lawful is a better term for me to use, right? No issues whatsoever. It's their right. Do whatever. You know, if it's going to cost you thousands and thousands of pounds, dollars, to go and get whatever operation you want done, that's fine. But leave the kids alone. You know, yes,
leave the kids alone.
They need to know, but they don't need to know at that age. And sometimes I think that it's better coming from parents than it is from the education system, because the education system has a narrative, their own narrative behind it. Whereas if a child goes to the parents and says, I've heard this in school, or I've heard this on Facebook, which is always the funniest one, right, from my opinion, because kids are more into social media than anything else. They're being drip-fed little pieces of information, not necessarily facts, and then the kids talk amongst themselves, and then you end up with the cyberbullying.
You know what? That... You bring up such another great point. That's a 30-minute talk by itself. We have to take the top of the hour break here. Do you want to take calls next hour?
Yeah, can do.
Okay, guys. You've heard from our guest, the Grim Reaper himself. If you want to call in next hour with your questions or comments, you are welcome to do so. And we'll take this break and be right back. Stay tuned.
All capital buildings and cities are under siege by the United States government to quell the domestic terrorist threat. All residents of urban neighborhoods and cities are being ordered to stay in their homes until the threats are eliminated. If you disobey orders, you could be shot on sight by rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.